Elise Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's military attacked a Kachin Baptist Seminary in Shan State on November 3rd. Shrapnel from artillery rounds injured four men, and the seminary isn't even located in an active combat zone. We spoke to a Christian from Myanmar, whose name we're withholding for security purposes. He says most of the armed resistance in Myanmar is being carried out by ethnic Christian groups.
Most young people on this area, they are taking arms, fighting against the military, joining the ethnic armed groups. So military is targeting Bible schools, pastors, church buildings.
Almost all Christian ministry in the region has been disrupted because believers can't meet safely to worship. Ask God to give the Christian community strength. And the average age of protesters arrested in Iran is just 15. Iranian leaders have cracked down on schools arresting minors and beating others. Some have disappeared altogether. Parents have been warned to keep their kids out of the protests. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says,
they want to know the truth. And what we're seeing in Iran right now is they've seen the collapse of their culture. They've seen the lies that they're getting from the Ayatollah. And they're seeing the oppression that comes with that. And so as they're looking for the spiritual truth, they're rebelling against something that they know are lies.
Yoder says the Keys for Kids and Unlock devotionals will soon be translated into Farsi. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.